Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Of course, those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in chapter 1, verse 4, and it reads, "So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs." Superior, used twice in just a few words, a key theme through chapter 1 and beyond that, as the writer establishes how much better what Jesus has to offer is than the old covenant, even than angels. Angels are pretty amazing beings when you read the Old Testament, and one of them killed 185,000 soldiers in one night. They're the kind of beings to be feared, and yet Jesus is superior. He's superior in his nature, and he's superior in his name. We've already talked about that in verses 1, 2, and 3, and much of the rest of Hebrews will go on to expand on that. The mention of angels here in verse 4 is natural because we're talking about Jesus in the heavenly realm, verses 1, 2, and 3. Angels were a subject of great interest to Jewish people of the day. They had revealed God's will to people in the past, Genesis in particular, chapters 18 and 19. And they were powerful in action, as we mentioned. They helped Jesus while he was on the earth. Luke 1, Luke 2, Matthew 4, Luke 22. And angels even helped New Testament believers. Acts chapter 5, verse 19. The angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail. Acts chapter 8, verse 26. The angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road." And other passages, Acts 10, Acts 12, Acts 27. Angels are certainly real, or else the writer's point has no impact. The Son's name, the Son is superior as a name to the angels because he, Jesus, is closer to God, being deity himself. How much more amazing it is to be spoken to by the Son instead of by the messenger angel. And the angels, though they were amazing, did not have all of the qualities of Jesus Christ in the way that he represented and showed us the heart of God. The name that he has inherited, as it says in this verse 4, is Son, which of course is superior to that of messenger, which was the name of the angels. This assertion of the superiority of Jesus is confirmed by his ascension, I think. He holds a position at God's right hand. And therefore, of course, he is superior to any other being. Jesus is so much better by contrast with what has gone before him and whatever could exist. And that is a central theme of the book of Hebrews, and is expanded on in 13 passages, which we'll look at as we go along. But this is one of the first ones that talks about him being superior or better to that which exists, or that which has gone before, or that which could ever come. I have a thought that perhaps it'd be good to take some time today to take a piece of paper and write down all the ways in which you think that Jesus is better than anything that this world has to offer. In what way is he superior to you? Not just what we've looked at here in verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 already in Hebrews chapter 1, and there's more to come, but to you. Why is he amazing? Why is he so awesome? Why is he someone worthy of worship? Why is he superior? Why is he better? Write down a few things. Let me know what you've written, if you like. I'd be interested. Next time, we're going to go on to verse 5. If you wouldn't mind, I'd be grateful if you could pop over to iTunes and give us a review. Just search for MCCX and you'll find my podcast, and leave us some stars if you could. Well, next time it is verse 5, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.